from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary Kerry encourages a diplomatic solution. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States is urging China and its Asia-Pacific neighbors to find a diplomatic solution to the territorial disputes in the South China Sea. Mr. Kerry is taking part in the annual U.S.-China Strategic and Economic Dialogue in Beijing. President of China Xi Jinping spoke earlier today at the dialogue. He says the vast Pacific should be a stage for inclusive cooperation, not an arena for competition. China pursues a neighborhood diplomacy, he says, of amity, sincerity, mutual benefit, and inclusiveness, and is committed to advancing peace, stability, and development in the Asia-Pacific region. The extensive common interests between China and the U.S. and the Asia-Pacific make it possible for the two countries to keep frequent communication. VOA correspondent Nike Ching spoke with us a short while ago regarding one of China's plans for the dispute.
As we know, anxieties are growing in the region over China's aggressive approach to its territorial claims in the South China Sea, including construction and militarization. There is a new development, that is, there are talks that China is planning to establish an air defense identification zone, the so-called ADIZ, over the South China Sea. In response, Kerry said yesterday in Mongolia that such action will be provocative and destabilizing.
The talks will also focus on cybersecurity and climate change. U.S. Secretary of Treasury Jacob Lew urged China to cut excess steel production that he warned is distorting global change. He is leading the talks along with Chinese Vice Premier